So when we're talking about school zones, the Ohio Revised Code states that the speed limit is 20 miles per hour in school zones during school recess and while children are going to or leaving school during the opening or closing hours. However, many school zones include the wording during restricted hours. So the question that usually follows is, what are those restricted hours? The short answer is, it really depends on the school. Many schools in Hancock County have different start or end times, and some have recess while others do not. While Finley High School starts at 7:30 and ends around 2:40, Jefferson Primary School starts at 9:15 and ends at 3:40. School delays and school cancellations can also impact the start times and end times, depending on what's going on. Traditionally, Finley High School has had an open lunch, and that also involves children kind of going to and from school. The spirit of the law is intended to keep children safe, but not unduly restrict traffic when that particular school is not in session. And for this reason, restricted hours can vary. Now, to address this, many schools have installed flashing warning lights to alert drivers approaching that school when that particular school is in session and when those restricted hours most likely apply. Ohio law does not require these lights, which is why you might see them at one school, but not in another. Regardless if the lights are installed or not, it's up to the individual driver to slow down when children are at recess or going to or from school. A couple tips that can help guide drivers. The biggest one is pay attention. Many of those that are stopped for a speed violation in a school zone don't realize that they were in a school zone in the first place. And that could be due to a various number of items, including cell phones, maybe eating in the car, using the radio, various distractions. The second thing is if lights are present and they're flashing, that's a good indication to slow down. Again, that's kind of your warning that you are entering a school zone and that there's probably going to be children present. The third one, if it's in the morning or afternoon and you see a child in a school zone, slow down, because again, that is what school zones are intended to do, is keep children safe, and if children are present, that's a good time to slow down. Now, following those tips can potentially save a life as well as prevent you or another driver from receiving a hefty fine for speeding in a school zone.